Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grammer. 24. Beowulf spake, bairn of Egfell. Lo now this sea booty, son of Helfdene, lord of Skaldings, we've lustily brought thee, sign of glory, thou seest it here. Not lightly did I with my life escape. In war under water this work I essayed with endless effort, and even so my strength had been lost had the Lord not shielded me. Not a whit could I with runting do in work of war, though the weapon is good. Yet a sword the sovereign of men vouchsafed me to spy on the wall there in splendor hanging, old, gigantic. How oft he guides the friendless wight, and I fought with that brand, felling in fight, since fate was with me the house's wardens. That war sword then all burned bright blade when the blood gushed o'er it, battle sweat hot, but the hilt I brought back from my foes. So avenged I their fiendish deeds, deathfall of Danes, as was due and right. And this is my hest, that in Herat now, safe, thou canst sleep with thy soldier band and every thane of all thy folk, both old and young. No evil fear, Skaldings, lord, from that side again, aught ill for thy earls, as erst thou must. Then the golden hilt, for that grey-haired leader, hoary hero, in hand was laid, giant wrought old. So owned and enjoyed it, after downfall of devils, the Danish lord, wondersmith's work, since the world was rid of that grim-souled fiend, the foe of God, murder-marked, and his mother as well. Now it passed into power of the people's king, best of all that the oceans bound, who have scattered their gold o'er Scandia's isle. Hrothgar spake, the hilt he viewed, heirloom old, where was etched the rise of that far-off fight when the floods o'erwhelmed raging waves, the race of giants, fearful their fate, a folk estranged from God eternal, whence guerdon due in that waste of waters the wielder paid them. So on the guard of shining gold and runic staves it was rightly said, for whom the serpent-traced sword was wrought, best of blades in bygone days, and the hilt well-rounded, the wise one spake, son of Helfdene, silent were all. Lo, so may he say who sooth and right follows midfolk of fought times mindful, a land-warden old, that this earl belongs to the better breed. So borne aloft, thy fame must fly, O friend my Beowulf, far and wide, o'er folksteads many. Firmly thou shalt all maintain mighty strength with mood of wisdom. Love of mine will I assure thee, as, a while ago I promised, thou shalt prove a stay in future. In far-off years to folk of thine, to the heroes a help. Was not Heremod thus to offspring of Egwilla, honor Skaldings, nor grew for their grace, but for grisly slaughter, for doom of death to the Danishmen. He slew, wrath-swollen, his shoulder comrades, companions at board, so he passed alone, chieftain haughty from human cheer. Though him the Maker with might endowed delights of power and uplifted high above all men, yet blood-fierce his mind, his breast-hoard grew, no bracelets gave he to Danes as was due. He endured all joyless strain of struggle and stress of woe, long feud with his folk. Here find thy lesson. Of virtue advise thee. This verse I have said for thee, wise from lapsed winters, wondrous seems how to sons of men Almighty God in the strength of his spirit sendeth wisdom, estate, high station. He swayeth all things. Whiles he letteth right lustily fare the heart of the hero of high-born race, in seat ancestral assigns him bliss, his folk's sure fortress in fee to hold puts in his power great parts of the earth, empire so ample that end of it this wanter of wisdom weeneth none. So he waxes in wealth, no wise can harm him, illness or age, no evil cares shadow his spirit, no sword hate threaten from ever an enemy. All the world wends at his will, no worse he knoweth, till all within him obstinate pride waxes and wakes, while the warden slumbers, the spirit's sentry. Sleep is too fast, which masters his might, and the murderer nears, stealthily shooting the shafts from his bow. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.